Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. New from author Ann W. Phillips, The Lady of Esterbrook, a novel about a young couple, Marla and Lance, and their story through courtship, children, and into old age together. One review called the book a charming, heartwarming tale of true love that spans decades, sure to please fans of uplifting contemporary romance. Ann has been called a truly gifted and inspiring author. She worked as a school lunchroom manager, writing stories in her spare time. She finally decided to publish her children's book, Friends Are Everywhere, A Gift of Love. Then she wrote The Lady of Esterbrook, Love's Journey Through Time. Now working on her third book, she lives in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, with what she describes as her crazy cat, Charlie. Ann W. Phillips with us on This Week in America. Hi, Ann. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure to have you with us on the program today, and it's really an excellent book, as I mentioned, getting really good reviews, The Lady of Esterbrook. Let's talk a little bit about the background here. Esterbrook is a plantation. This is part of your past that you use as a reference point, isn't it? You grew up on a plantation.
Yes, my father was the caretaker of a bunch of plantations, so that's what we did. And Esterbrook is a combination of all the names of the plantation, so that's not the real name of the plantation, but I was named after Esterville Plantation, which was where I was born, and so that's why I got my name Esther, which I got rid of.
As soon as you were old enough, it's like, okay, let's go with Ann W. Phillips here, and we'll leave it at that. I mentioned the main characters in the book, Marla and Lance. Let's talk about them. I like both of these characters. Marla is really an independent young woman, isn't she? Talk about this character, and she runs into Lance and didn't make a really good first impression, but it did work out okay.
Yeah, I think she was looking for someone with her Christian background and someone to grow old together with, but she didn't think Lance was going to be it at all. And he was kind of flirty. And they just got together and they realized that God had put them together. And it was just a good love story.
It was, and we see the evolution of that as they go through life together. The book is The Lady of Esterbrook. And talking about Lance, talk about his background. Family comes over from Spain, and in fact, I don't think Marla, the first time she met him, understood that he was the son of the new plantation owner. So difference in background, isn't there, because his family was a wealthy one.
Yeah, he had a wealthy family, but they weren't snooty or stuck up. They were just very down-to-earth people. And so the whole families just fit right in together when it got together. And I wanted to take them through time because I wanted to do something different. You watch Cinderella and Snow White, and they're supposed to live happily ever after, but do they? So I wanted to get my characters through old age so you can see they actually did live happily ever after.
Well, from a writing standpoint, talk about the challenges of doing that, because you are aging these characters. We see this evolution. People change, relationships change, characters change, and you dealt with that. You bring a new generation into the world. Talk about the challenges, maybe the fun of being able to write this, where you see these two people, young people, fall in love and how that evolves into a very successful, rewarding family life.
Once I started adding real-life events, then I had to start making me a age chart for the animals and do research on the life cycle of each one of the animals. And so it was pretty interesting keeping up with how old they were, but I had to write it down. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, it would be interesting because as they age and situations change, you mentioned before that you wanted sort of real life experiences, and you deal with that. Marla and Lance, the family deals with illness, they deal with death, They deal with a real-life event, Hurricane Hugo. It really makes them, I believe, to the reader, readable, because they're, like you said, this is not a fairy tale life. This is like a real life that they live and get through.
Yes. I wanted it to be, a real life type situation, not in. I lived on the plantations when the hurricane, and the plantations are usually way out, and they always have, most of them have big generators because the lights go off so much. So I couldn't have them in the dark, because I said, really, on the big plantations, they had these huge generators. So, but I tried to make it as realistic as I could.
The book is called The Lady of Esterbrook, Love's Journey Through Time. Ann W. Phillips, the author, and our guest in the program. Books available at bookventure.com and the bookstore, of course, available at Amazon and at Ann's website, Ann Worsham, WORSHAM.com. Link on directly to those sites by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting through all that the couple goes through, Marla and Lance. It's still based in faith. Talk about that. Their love for each other, but faith plays a really important part in keeping them together and getting them through all of these changes, transitions in their lives.
Well, when I grew up, my mom and dad were kind of the Marla and Lance of my life. They were always so much in love, and we didn't realize we were poor because we had so much love in our family. And they were type people that they took everybody in, all the neighborhood kids stayed around, and we lived in a little log house. I guess I was raised in a log cabin. I could go for being president. Huh?
Yes, you could.
But, you know, it was just a very humbling experience. They were very humble, and people just loved them, and so it was based on their love, and their love never left their faith. God was always first and foremost in their faith.
Something else that was important to your parents, and we see this reflected in the book, The Lady of Esterbrook with Marla and Lance, is a love of nature and a love of animals. Again, with all the animals, and let's talk about some of the animals that Marla and Lance had on the farm, and you're keeping the life cycle there, because we go through the life cycles with all of these animals, the highs and the lows of animals, a big part of so many of our lives. Talk a little bit about that, the importance of nature and animals in your life as well as in the characters.
Well, I think children need to grow up with animals, with pets. It gives them, they have to feed them, take care of them, love them, and the pet loves them back. And I think they need the responsibility of taking care of something, and it loves them back so much. And the different characters, I love horses, I love the donkeys, and I love cats. I have always had a cat. And Dusty was based on my husband's cat. When he was real sick, dying of cancer, that cat wouldn't leave him. It stayed right with him. And Dusty weighed 18 pounds, and he was a big boy. But he was very gentle with my husband. When he jumped up on him, he jumped very carefully. Cat, I don't know how to do it. Sometimes they jump on you and you feel like an elephant jumped on you. But
yes.
He was very gentle with Lamar. And he was just a very special cat. He had a heart attack and died. The cat did. But he died right after my husband died, so.
Well, we get to learn about all the animals on the plantation in the book, The Lady of Esterbrook. Animals were a very important part. I mentioned your first book, Friends Are Everywhere, A Gift of Love. In that book, Designed for Children, you really talk about the special bond, don't you, between animals and, in this case, the main character in that book.
Yeah, animals, I always played that the animals, and we'd make up what the animals were thinking and saying when they were. So I made the animals talk in the book, and it, the little girl could understand them. And I tried to make it funny, and I did that book because I wanted my grandchildren to be interested in reading, so I used all their friends and all their names as characters in the book. So that, and then I get very nervous. I'm so sorry.
There is no reason to be nervous. The book is excellent, and it's still available. Friends Are Everywhere, A Gift of Love. You'll find that as you're looking for The Lady of Esterbrook, you'll find that as well. It's a very charming book that would be fun to read and to purchase and to give to some of the young people, in fact, to some of the old people in your lives as well, talking about that special bond. Reviewers have talked about the well-rounded, multi-layered characters. Talk about in developing not just Marla and Lance, and we really come to know and really love and respect how they go through life, how they approach life, but the other characters as well. Talk about in creating this world, what you were looking for in the characters.
I based most of my characters on people I knew as I was growing up, and their names are different, but their personalities are there. I wanted to put characters that were real life, and you could believe that they were real, and that's my main goal, is to make all the characters come together and be a family unit and a loving unit.
And I think that's something that people will take away from reading the book, The Lady of Esterbrook. Our guest on the program is Ann W. Phillips. She is the author. The book's available at Book Venture, Amazon as well. And Ann's website, AnnWorsham, WORSHAM.com. Link onto all of those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is really an entertaining read. And I'm sure if you come away from reading the book and you feel like, boy, that family, that's sort of a model family for me. They went through a lot. They had this faith. They had this commitment for each other. Is that what you hope we take away from this, not only from the fact that that's a great story, but it's like inspirational as well? This is a family we'd do good to be more like.
Yeah, it shows if you base your relationship in Christ, that's what I was trying to do too. If you use him to guide you through all your troubles, he'll guide you the right way. And there's so much divorce, but I think people don't really get committed to the relationship. It's so easy to get a divorce now. But I want you to see that if you turn everything over to Christ, he'll guide you through the rough spots. And there are a lot of rough spots in life. And if you have a grounding in your faith, no matter what faith, if you have a grounding in that faith with Jesus, that does matter. You're going to get through this if you just trust in him. And that's what I do with my life, and that's what my parents did. And my whole family is, it's just, that's what you need.
And that's the glue, that holds Marla and Lance and that family together. The Lady of Esterbrook, Love's Journey Through Time, is a really a fascinating read that takes this relationship from courtship, children, into old age together. You go through the whole process with what they go through, the real life situations that they go through. I mentioned that this was the second book that you had written. Talk a little bit about that process and finally deciding, okay, I've got this story that I would like to tell, and sitting down and getting started. So often you talk to authors, and the most difficult part is to get started. You now have written two successful books. You're working on your third. Talk about the process of getting started. How much fun was this for you to actually tell this story?
It was a lot of fun. When you're writing, you get into the characters. And when you take a week off, you say you feel sorry for your characters. They're sitting there doing nothing, waiting on you to get back to the story. And my husband used to laugh. He'd say, "I bet they're going to fire you and find somebody else." I said, "Well, they wouldn't be the same with somebody else writing about them." But it was, you get so into the story and into the characters and keeping it online with what their personalities are and what they would do in that situation. And so it really is interesting. The next character on my third book, I'm really into that now. It's kind of a mystery, and I'm trying to make the villain real bad that's trying to kill her, but I tell you, I have a hard time making him mean.
I can believe that. I can believe that. You got to bring in like a mean consultant to sort of guide you through this here, but it's got to be difficult.
You got to rewrite that. That, I mean, what a wimp, bad guy.
You know, the villain actually ain't that bad after all. So you got to go back and toughen him up a little bit. We'll be looking forward to that in the.
Killer, he's got to be a little mean, right?
You would think so. You would think so. So wipe that smile off of his face. Toughen him up for us here so we can read about him fairly soon. It's interesting. The book, The Lady of Esterbrook, and this is such a gentle story. And again, it brings us closer to these people and what they went through in life. Who were some of the influences as a young reader and as a writer now? People, someone that you like to read?
Can you repeat the question? I was drifting off.
Well, that was, yeah. Are there any writers that you, growing up, that you used to read? Who sort of formed your love of books? And obviously you did at an early age.
Yes, I love to read. We lived in a small town. There was no other girls. So I kind of lived my fantasy life through books. I like Walter Farley. I loved horses. We didn't have any.
Yes.
I really loved his books. And matter of fact, I've got them. And I just, anything about animals, cats. And when I'd get my English book at school, I'd read all the stories. I'd have them all read the second day.
So this love of reading and then writing came to you at an early age. And you, when you think about it, because those the people you talked about touched your lives at an early age, and you were doing that with so many people with your books. Friends Are Everywhere. What a great book, a great message for young people to read. And if they share that love of animals and life, they get a slice of that in Friends Are Everywhere. And The Lady of Esterbrook, that you've been called an inspiring writer. You actually are, because this is a story that that we can draw something from. And I'm sure you, again, that's a message that you would like people to take away from the book, that, yeah, if you could be a little like Marla and Lance and do some of the things that they did, it'll be a positive in your life.
Yeah. I find one thing, when I'm real upset, I'm having a real bad day, I love to bake bread. And in the book, she bakes a lot of bread. And I love baking bread, so it don't help my figure any, but I really
it helps your disposition and your attitude, and that is a good thing. It's been fun, Anne, having you on the program. The Lady of Esterbrook, Love's Journey Through Time, is the book we're talking about by Anne W. Phillips. Book available at bookventure.com in their bookstore. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon. Anne's website, annworsham.com, W-O-R-S-H-A-M, annworsham.com. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on the book. It's a highly readable book, an entertaining, enlightening, and lifting book called The Lady of Esterbrook. Anne, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. We'll let you get back to writing about your villain and making him more villainous than obviously he is now. Looking forward to having a chance to read that book as well. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me, and God bless.
It is our pleasure. The Lady of Esterbrook is the name of the book, Love's Journey Through Time, and N.W. Phillips, the author. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.